So I'm sitting here and I just went through typing up notes from this this call the other day, this company Super Saturday Training Zoom thing, and going back through those notes, just thinking about all these things, and then of course, like, I have Becoming by Michelle Obama, the Netflix special, on TV, like, in the background, because I'm one of those people, I just have to have something going in the background, right? I'm sitting here and I'm writing this out and I'm like, you just don't realize the kind of journey that you have to go on sometimes. Like you think that your life is going to be a certain way, and it doesn't end up the way it's you, not that it was supposed to, but the way that you thought that it was going to go. And that's perfectly fine, because the way that your life happened is exactly how it was always supposed to happen. The thing that a lot of people have trouble with, though, is realizing that what they wanted and what actually happened and what they got is what was supposed to happen, and accepting that. I got a new workout set in, and I swear to God, all of this, it all relates, okay? I got a new workout set in yesterday, and I ordered it. It's kind of, like, very flashy-ish in the sense that, like, it's funky. I like bright colors. I like patterns. I kind of just stopped caring, and I was like, whatever, if I am a target at the gym for, like, those are some bright workout clothes, whatever, because they make me happy. So I put them on and I was like, holy crap, girl, you look great in this. Like, you feel really confident in this. You look really good. And then I'm sitting here and I'm writing something down, and it's like, it's all of these things that I have been listening to over the past couple of days that just make me reflect so strongly on the last year for me. And it's really the last 2 years, but specifically the last year for me, because so much growth happened in 2020 for me that it's not even funny. A lot of it started in 2019, but in 2020, things happened that we didn't think were going to happen. And it really forced me to do something that I wanted to do, but didn't know how to do, and I'm still figuring out how to do. But it also made me realize that you have to stop and figure out yourself. Like, I don't even know a better way to put that. Like, you have to get to know who you are. And when I say you have to get to know who you are, you have to figure out what areas of your life need work and be okay with working on those, because it's just going to make you a better human. I realized a lot whenever it comes to leadership for me. Like, it's very easy for me to naturally want to take that course and be that person. I love helping other people. There's a satisfaction in knowing that, like, I helped somebody in something, no matter how small or how big. And so for me, part of that was realizing strengths and weaknesses. And one of my biggest weaknesses is whenever I become very complacent, almost, in, okay, yeah, I've done that. Like, I don't celebrate those things because they don't seem huge to me. I'm such a driven person that I'm like, okay, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, I gotta do this. And I don't necessarily make a list, but, like, it's like a running list in my mind. And so I'm constantly checking these things off, but I don't stop enough to celebrate them. And that's one of the things that I realized could be a potential issue, possibly a problem that I personally deal with, in 2019, but, like, 2020 really made me realize that, because I want to be the best possible leader that I can for the team that I'm going to build and to have the life that I want. And honestly, I've always known that essentially I just want to help make people happy. I just want to help make a difference in somebody's life. I don't necessarily have to save your life, but if I could just offer you something, even if it's as simple as, like, you look incredible today and nobody's told you that and it completely changed your day, I'm happy with that. It doesn't have to be like I fixed your entire life, okay? But if I share one thing, even unknowingly, okay, if I share one thing and I change something in your life, then I feel like I've done my job. I feel like I've done good, and I'm happy with that. I can live with that. But it's crazy because it's kind of like you're taking on this huge thing. And to be quite frank, I have always been a because of the cards that I have been given in life, I have always been a you figure this out person. Like, I'll figure it out. I look literally left with, I don't know how the hell this is going to work, but I'll figure it out. And then I was presented with this opportunity and I thought, okay, I don't have to be alone in this. I'll have all this support. I'll have all these things and they're going to show me what to do. Well, they didn't show me in the way that I thought that I was going to be shown. And I realized that they are showing me, but it's a lot of personal work as well. Do I think that some things could be a little better? Sure. But also, you have to remember what you don't have, what you're not being given to you, you have to work for and you have to go find. So if there's not something that they're showing me, if there's not something that they can teach me, then I have to go find it myself. Google is an incredible resource. You can find everything that you need to. In the past, God knows, 10 years, I've had so many people tell me, oh, you don't need to go to school for this. You don't need to go to school for this because there's Google. There's now this. There's YouTube. There's so many tutorials out there. And like, don't get me wrong, that's glorious. It's freaking glorious. It kind of depends on what you're doing in life. You might need to go to school to be a doctor. I don't think that anybody's going to say, hey, you can do surgery on me, but you have no medical degree and you learned this from YouTube. But like, other things, including personal growth, including leadership, including entrepreneurship, please go Google that. Please go research that. Go find a mentor. And when I say go find a mentor, like, for the longest time, I kept thinking that a mentor has to be a person that is somebody that you know personally, that you talk to on a daily basis, that literally mentors you in something. That is not the case. You can have a mentor like that in your life, but you can also have somebody who you grow from and you watch from and they have no idea who you are. They can still be a mentor for you. So in this last year, it's been a lot of realizing how to be that better person, how to be that better entrepreneur, how to be that better leader. And in doing that, it really comes down to what your core values are, what your pillars are, what or who you are, who do you want to be? Like, if you are not doing the things that you want to do as a person, if you are not being seen as the person that you want to be, if you have habits in your life that you dislike but you're still doing them, if you have habits that you don't do but you want to incorporate them, you absolutely 1000% have the power to change that. And I think that a lot of people forget that. And saying that I've had these moments where I've done something and I have forgotten to celebrate it. I've realized that you have to do that. You have to remind yourself of who you are. I have somebody in my life right now that I never expected to be in my life, and I get told daily how incredible I am, and it's hard for me to accept that. And you don't ever think that you'll be in that position, you know? You look at other people and how great they are and how many people praise them and how many people say how great they are, and you can see how great they are, but it's the complete opposite whenever it's you. You don't accept how great you are. You don't see how amazing you are. You see from your perspective, not anybody else's. And the thing is that you have to make a list of the things that you've done sometimes and let yourself sit in those celebrations. Because if you don't, you're never going to learn how to be grateful for anything. And you're never going to learn how to grow as a person, how to grow as a leader, how to grow and become an incredible entrepreneur. And I mean that in the sense that, like, you as an entrepreneur initially are building this thing, but as you grow bigger, you take on more people. You take on more people to help you. And if you are somebody who can't realize the good things about yourself, the things that you need to work on, the things that you're really, really great at, and then learn to celebrate those things and work on those things and celebrate those small accomplishments, you're not going to be the leader that you want to be. You're not going to be able to build what you want to build because the people that you surround yourself with, the people that you hire to bring into your life, the people that you partner with, are not going to be able to grow with you. And it's kind of funny to me because some of the things that that I've listened to over the past couple of days have really made me realize these things even more, and how important it is, because, and especially being told like how great I am. Like I had somebody last night at work said the same thing. You know, they said something and I'm like, it's crazy to me that we as humans can have over the years just gotten to this point in our lives, especially women, where we don't realize how great we are. You know, it's, you can hear something and being in that transformation period right now where you know that you've been told something and you're like, yeah, okay, cool, sure. And then you're starting to realize it and accept it. I'm not quite on the other side of that, of like knowing, but still being graceful. You know, I'm still in that like, okay, thanks for saying I'm amazing, but like, I don't see it. Because society has told you this thing and you believed it, because you've told yourself this thing and you believed it. And in the end of Becoming on Netflix, and I have not read this book yet, but I'm going to, because I very, very much want to. But at the end of it, she was talking about how, Barack Obama was, a president who really got out there in the crowds. And she thinks that people really loved having that hope that he would kind of dig into, and bring in that inclusion and stuff, and not feeling like they're divided, feeling like they're together. But she said this one thing that really got me, that made me realize how important it is to stop and mourn those things about yourself and celebrate those things and accept those things. But she says, if we can open up a little bit more to each other and share our stories, our real stories, that's what breaks down barriers. But in order to do that, you have to believe that your story has value. Be vulnerable. Dare to be vulnerable. You guys, I literally have chills saying that, because you have to believe that your story has value. You can't teach somebody something. You can't hope to inspire somebody. You can't hope to lead somebody else if you don't value what you have. If you don't know who you are, if you don't value what you have, if you don't realize the skills that you have, you're never going to be able to lead somebody else. In the Zoom the other day, one of the things that we talked about in business is, when you are telling somebody about our products or your product, you have to realize the worth and the value that you have in it. You have to constantly share your value, and why something is valuable. Because the thing is, if somebody else doesn't see value in that, they're not going to buy it. They're not going to participate in it. They're not going to want anything to do with it, because they don't personally see value in it. The reason that people continue to do the things that they do is because they find value in it. They think that it serves them. They feel like it serves them. It serves a purpose for them. There is value in that item, in that product, in that habit, whatever it is. So when you are in your business, you have to project the value that your business has. You have to be confident in that. And one of the things that one of our leaders said, she's an incredible person. She said that when she walks into a designer handbag store, and she asks how much this purse is, they don't say, well, it's $250, but like, it's really good, and it's made of this really incredible leather. No, they're confident. They just tell you the price because they know the worth of the product. You have to live your life knowing your worth. You have to project that value. You have to know your value and not take any less than that. And I don't mean that turns you into this jerk of a person. Probably the worst thing that you can do for yourself is let your ego override everything. Knowing where your ego is and knowing how your ego interacts with the rest of your being as a whole, and who you are, and the way you say things, the way you take in things, and the way that you say things back to other people, the way you react to other people, is probably one of the most important things that you'll ever learn. And I say that because figuring out who you are, figuring out your core values, your pillars that you give off, the things that you want to be known for, or you want other people to see in you, also has to incorporate healing, in the sense that you have to understand the emotions that you feel. You have to understand not necessarily perspective, but ego and how all of that kind of goes together. And this is very broad, like horrible, quite frank, horrible description of that. But when I say that, I mean, over the past 2 years, I personally realized that, I didn't know what certain emotions were, certain things were, some of the stuff that I was feeling, I didn't know what they were because I wasn't taught that as a child. And that's not to say anything against my parents or their parenting style, but sometimes you aren't told or you didn't learn how to feel things and identify what they are. So then you grow up as an adult and you don't know how to identify things. You don't know where this feeling's coming from. You don't know why you're suddenly upset about something. And some of that is your ego. And you don't realize that. So when I say that it takes personal growth, it takes knowing yourself, it takes that work, it takes that, you know, what is your mindset going to be? What are the habits you're going to put in your daily life? What are the things that you're going to wake up and do every day to better yourself? It takes all of that to live the kind of life that you want, to be that entrepreneur that you want, to be that leader that you want. And you know what's funny? When you realize those things about yourself, you then can realize that in other people. So then you become that greater leader because you can help the people who you were bringing into your business and help them understand, like, hey, I know that you had this incident that happened, but this is why. And we just got to work on this, because then you can realize how their reaction or where their reaction is coming from, and help them to understand that as well. And I know that this kind of, I feel like this was sort of all over the place. I really hope this helps you. But it was kind of just my thoughts for the moment, because man, y'all are going to learn. I know this is probably, you know, just first couple of, podcasts here, but y'all are going to come to find that I have these like little spurts of inspiration, and that's why all of these are probably going to be like 15, 20 minutes, if that, sometimes 10, because, I'm just one of those people where you just have these moments where you're like, gosh, I got to record this. I got to put this down because it's important. And I know it can help somebody, because if it's helped me, it's going to help somebody else. So things might feel like they're all over the place, but it'll come back around and hopefully you'll get something out of it. And eventually I'll get better at these. But in the meantime, I hope this helps you. I hope this helps you to understand, whether you're building a business or just building a better you, becoming a better you. Maybe it makes you stop and look at something in your life and change that. Maybe it makes you a better mom. Maybe it makes you a better friend. Maybe it makes you a better human being overall. I don't know, but hopefully it helps you. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Please share away if you know that this could help somebody else. If you know that, there's somebody in your life who maybe needs to hear this, share, tag me, let me know. If it did something for you, because any feedback would be absolutely glorious. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I hope it helped you. Hey guys, just wanted to say thanks for joining into the podcast today. I hope that you get a lot out of the message and really enjoy what we're going to talk about today.